everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Seva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiriyet. Nashtaprayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhaktir Bhakti Nishtaki. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 4, Verse 5. Atrocities of King Kamsa. Everybody is welcome. Thank you, everybody, for coming to the Mangalarti program. And Bhagavatam class. So please repeat. Bhavo many Himsita killed out of envy. Bhrata, my dear brother. Shishava, small children. Pavaka, Upamaha, all of them equal to fire in brightness and beauty. Twaya, by you. Deva Nisreshtena, as spoken by destiny. Putrika, daughter. Eka, one. Pradiyatam, give me as your gift. Bhavo Himshita Bhrata. Shishiva Pavako Pama. Toya Deva Nisreshtena. Putrikeka Pradaititam. Pradaititam. Bhavo Himsita Bhrata. Shishivaha Pavako Pama. Twaya Deva Nisreshtena. Putrikeka Pradiyata. Bhavo Himsita Bhrata. Shishiva Pavako Pama. Twaya Deva Nisrishtena. Putrikeka Padiyata. Thank you. মাতাজির Translation, please repeat. My dear brother, by the influence of destiny, you have already killed many babies, each of them as bright and beautiful as fire. But kindly spare this daughter. Give her to me as your gift. Purport by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta is Prabhupada purport. His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. Here we see that Devaki first focus Kamsa. Kamsa's attention on his atrocious activities. His killing of her many sons. Then she wanted to compromise with him by saying that whatever he had done was not his fault, but was ordained by destiny. Devotees, there is a great lesson to learn here, especially devotees. What is the lesson? Mother Devaki, she is the greatest devotee who gave birth to the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, accepted to become her son. She was the greatest devotee. The understanding which she is expressing here, only devotees can have this kind of understanding. When we are a devotee, we can understand the things properly as they are. But when we are not devotee and our consciousness is not pure, we will concoct, you know, things in so many ways and commit offense and glide down towards the hellish condition. In the Bhagavatam also, when Lord Nrisimhadev appeared to protect his devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. When Lord Nrisimhadev appeared, first he was very angry because his devotee was given so much trouble. And when Lord is stepping this side, earth is moving like this, and all the demigods, Shiva, Brahma, Indra, Chandra, Ganpati, they were worried that now there is going to be Mahapralaya. Lord is very angry. He's very upset. Nobody is dare to come in front of the Lord. Even Lakshmi Devi couldn't come. So then, what to do? Brahmaji thought that Lord has appeared, assumed this beautiful form for his devotee Prahlad Maharaj, only he can pacify him. So Brahmaji requested Prahlad, please go to your Lord. Everybody is worried, but Prahlad Maharaj went to Lord Nrisimhadev. When Lord Nrisimhadev looked at Prahlad Maharaj, he was calmed down. And he put him on his lap and pat him with his lotus hand. And Lord said, my dear Prahlad, you suffered so much, but you didn't give up my devotion. This is the real devotion. Real devotion means in any circumstance we don't give up, even at the point of death. Prahlad Maharaj was, his father tried to kill him, but he didn't give up devotion. That's why Prahlad Maharaj is among the greatest devotees. So, I am very pleased with you. What benediction you want? Prahlad Maharaj said, my Lord, devotional service is not a business. If I have served you, my Lord, then what I want in return? This is the pure devotion. Only this pure devotion can take us back home, back to Godhead. Not otherwise. We will come back here. If there is any other material desire, like our great Acharya Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada has said, Anna Vilasata Shunnam. Material desire must be zero. Shunnam means zero. Jnana Karma Adinavritam. There is no need of philosophical speculation. Karma, we are generally karmi, fruity worker. Fruity workers are condemned in the spiritual life. One who is a fruity worker is working for some fruit, for some result. He cannot have Krishna. We have to only work for Krishna. Anukullena Krishnanu. Whatever is pleasing to Krishna, we have to do that. Arjuna, to please Krishna, he killed his kinsmen, his relatives. He didn't want to kill for himself, he refused. But the Lord explained, for the pleasure of Lord he did. So, pure devotion means no material desire. Then only we can accomplish the mission of this human form of life. So, Lord is insisting upon to teach us. This pastime takes place so that we fools and rascals can understand the purpose of life. Otherwise, I am lost in this material world, in sense gratification. No, you ask the benediction. Then another thing, Prahlad Maharaj said, my Lord, I born in a family of demons. And if you allure me like this, I may go for this, then I will miss you, my Lord. Kindly, don't test me. If you want to give me your devotion, pure devotion, association of your devotees, other than this. Again, Lord is insisting. Then, what Prahlad Maharaj said? Je Krishna bhaje sei vada chatur. Anyone who worships Krishna, he is the most intelligent person. Doesn't matter who he may be, white, black, brown, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, man, woman, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, doesn't matter who he may be. One who is worshipping Krishna is the most intelligent person. So who can be more intelligent than Prahlad Maharaj? Prahlad Maharaj thought, my Lord is asking me for a benediction. Okay, my Lord, if you want to give me, kindly forgive my father, who was very offensive at your lotus feet. See what he's asking. One who was torturing him, and Prahlad Maharaj's greatest fault was he was a devotee. Those who are demonic person, they don't like devotees. They will hate devotees. They will try to kill the devotees. Please forgive him. Then the question arises, your father was torturing you so much, he was trying to kill you, you are asking forgiveness for him? Here is the point, devotee, to remember. Devaki Mata also made the same point. Prahlad Maharaj said, who can torture to whom? That was my karma. Very important. Only devotee can understand like this. And non-devotees, they take a revenge. Oh, he did like this, I must kill him. Non-devotees take a revenge, whereas devotees, they are very forgiving. So, actually we suffer. Somebody may be instrumental to give me trouble, but actually my own karma is giving me trouble. Not somebody who is instrumental to give me trouble, he is giving me trouble. No. This is wrong thinking on my part. In general, people think like that. But one who is a devotee is very forgiving. Devotee means forget and forgive. And non-devotees cannot forget and forgive. So, point I'm making by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, that to be a devotee is very, very important. That's why it's mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Sabe pumso paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaye ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasetati. Human beings, this is the duty of all human beings to render a devotional service to the Supreme Lord. All, doesn't matter. It's not mentioned one class, not other one. It's not mentioned this. Everyone. It's mentioned in whole human society. Their religion, their occupational duty is to render devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Which kind of? With love. One should serve the Lord. Such devotional service is mentioned that they should be unmotivated and uninterruption. No motivation. Sometimes I have seen in different places, devotee says, where is our security? How will you know live in our old age? Are there so many arguments are there? Prabhupada answers, you know, this question. Elephants living in the jungle. In African countries, I have seen the elephants, so many elephants. Sometimes 20, 30, you know, they're walking, crossing the road. Prabhupada said, hundreds and thousands of elephants are there. And how much one elephant eats? Maybe 2 quintal, 1 quintal a day. And no elephant, stay, without eating. Krishna takes care of everyone. But we, because of our polluted consciousness, we have become so, degraded, that I have no faith in God, no faith in Krishna. I have only faith in my foolish mind. Whatever my mind will say, I will do that. And mind is trying its level best to take us to the hell. Mind's business is to take us to hell. And pure devotee Prabhupada is trying to take us to Krishna. To whom we should follow? Mind or Prabhupada? We should follow the instructions which are given by Srila Prabhupada. Not go for anything which is material. Total dependence. And if someone is suffering, even rich people are suffering so much. There was one very rich lady in Bombay, and she was bedridden for 12 years. Can't move, passing stool and urine on the bed. And one lady went to see her. She told me, whoever goes to see her, you know, she asked this question, when I am going to die? Suffering. Very rich. Living in a palatial house, but suffering. She is a bedridden. Even a rich man can also suffer. You know, not that rich man is free from suffering. No. Suffering will be there. And even while serving Krishna, we suffer. And it's mentioned by Thakur Bhaktivinoda Maharaj. In one song, a very beautiful song I found by Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he's saying, while serving you, my Lord, whatever pains and pleasure will be there, that will be my asset. And he's saying, while serving Krishna, if there is a trouble, that will, remove my ignorance. The trouble while serving Krishna will remove my ignorance. Devotees have this understanding. But we don't have this understanding. So Mother Devaki, she is the greatest devotee, who can be like her. And she is the mother of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. See, even Devaki is tested so much before Lord Balaram also appeared through Mother Devaki. He was seventh, It was Lord Krishna, but by the divine arrangement of Krishna, the seventh, you know, this, it was transferred to the womb of Mother Rohini. So, to have Krishna, she has to see that her six sons were killed by her brother Kamsa. To have Krishna, we have to sacrifice so much. And if we say, if I think, oh, it's too much sacrifice, I can't do this, this is, you know, foolishness on my part. At any cost, at any price, we should be ready to perform devotional service and be purified. Then she wanted compromise with him by saying that whatever he had done was not his fault. See, only devotee can say like this. But was ordained by destiny. Destiny, nobody can change. But Krishna can change the destiny also. I will tell you one little story. There was one saint, it's about a destiny. This saint went to beg from the house of one carpenter. But this carpenter was a great devotee. He was making some wood pieces. And the saint said, give me some arm. He said, wait. Just know my son's arm is going to be broken. And I'm preparing this wood to put. Says, his arm is not broken. Why don't you go and save? You're so foolish. Carpenter said, my dear saint, you see this big tree here? Tomorrow you're going to be hanged with this tree. So then what happened? He was waited, then his son was brought, his hand, his arm is broken, bone was broken. And he said, true, the saint ran away from there. Ran away maybe, you know, few miles. 5-6 miles, very far he went. To go away from that tree. First thing came true, second will also come true. While he was walking, one chariot came from opposite direction. Chariot driver stopped the chariot in front of the saint. He showed that I have to pass urine, you know. Showed his small finger. Can you hold the reins of the horses? And actually in this chariot, princess was there. And two bodyguards on the horses were behind. So he said, okay, let me help him. He rode on the chariot, saint, and hold the reins of the horse. Then what happened? Horses started running like anything. They stopped near that tree. And these bodyguard of that princess thought he's some fake saint. He was going to take away the princess. They hanged him with that tree, you know. This is the destiny. Doesn't matter how far we go away from the destiny. This another story is a pranic story. Once there was a meeting going on with the king of heaven, Indra. Different kinds of demigods were coming to participate in that East Goshti or whatever it was, meeting. So, when Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, when he was going, he saw one pigeon, is moving around the sheep pigeon, gutrugum, gutrugum, gutrugum. And Yamaraj looked at him and smiled. Pigeon became, oh no, I'm going to die, you know. He looked at me. So then what happened? Garudji Maharaj also came in that meeting. He said, why you're worried, my brother? This is the thing. So, okay, don't worry, ride on my back. And Garudji Maharaj flew, and it took him very far from that place. And when he was there, and the soldiers of Yamaraj came, and actually he was supposed to die here, not there. So that's why Yamaraj has left and his body was taken away. Soul was taken away and the body was left there. So destiny, Krishna can change that destiny if he likes. So we have to be totally dependent upon Krishna. That's why Krishna is saying, Sarva dharman paritajye mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami mahasuja. Give up all varieties of religion. Just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from the reaction of your sinful action. Do not worry. But we don't surrender. And I surrender to my mind. Whatever my stupid mind say, I will do that. And go to hell and suffer. Devaki was the daughter of a Kshatriya and knew how to play the political game. In politics, there are different methods of achieving success. First, repression, dama. Then, compromise, sama. And then asking for a gift, dana. Devaki first adopted the policy of repression by directly attacking Kamsa for having cruelly, atrociously killed her babies. Then she compromised by saying that this was not his fault. And then she begged for a gift. As we learn from the history of the Mahabharata, or greater India, the wives and daughters of the ruling class, the Kshatriyas, knew the political game. But we never find that a woman was given the post of chief executive. Never. But we never find that a woman was given the post of chief executive. This is in accordance with the injunctions of Manu Samhita. But unfortunately, Manu Samhita is now being insulted, and the Aryans, the members of Vedic society, cannot do anything. Such is the nature of Kali Yuga. Nothing happens unless ordained by destiny. Tasseva hetoho prayateta kovido na labhyate yat brahmatam upai adha tallabhyate dukkhavad anyata sukham kalena sarvatra kavira ramahasa. Bhagavatam, first canto, 5th chapter, 18th verse. Devaki knew very well that because the killing of her many children had been ordained by destiny, Kamsa was not to be blamed. There was no need to give good instructions to Kamsa. Upadesho hi murkhanam prakopaya na shantayaha. Chanakya Pandit. If a foolish person is given good instructions, he becomes more and more angry. Moreover, a cruel person is more dangerous than a snake. A snake and a cruel person are both cruel, but a cruel person is more dangerous because although a snake can be charmed by mantras or subdued by herbs, a cruel person cannot be subdued by any means. Such was the nature of Kamsa. What is the time? Huh? 8:13. How much time more we have? Class is up to what time? 2 minutes more? No, whatever you say, I will try to follow. Whatever president says. So ask Prabhu. What do you say? Yeah. Oh, that is your greatness. But everybody won't sit for long, that long. Huh? Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your kindness. So here, another point to discuss. That murkha. Murkha means foolish person. It's not good to instruct foolish person. Huh? is quoted by Srila Prabhupada from the Chanakya's Pandit, you know. He's saying that Upadesho ghi murkhanam prado prakopaya na shante. Excuse me. If you give good instructions to a fool, foolish person, it will increase his anger. Better not to instruct him, not to tell him anything. And generally, people are murkhas, foolish. And one who is a sinful person, it's mentioned here, one who commits sins, his intelligence becomes very clouded. He cannot think properly, he cannot act properly. And to have a clear intelligence means brahmacharya, celibacy. Brahmachari guru kule vasandanti guru hitam. This was our Vedic culture. A little boy, 5 years old boy, sent to Gurukul under the care of a guru. And guru used to teach him free of cost, not taking any money. Only when education is finished, then he used to give some dakshina, guru dakshina. So one who is a brahmachari, his intelligence will become good. His intelligence will be enhanced. He will be able to think properly. And brahmachari life, the celibacy life, is only possible when we are trying to be a devotee. Non-devotee cannot think like that. You know, in the Pandal program, in question answer booth, Rath Yatra, one question was asked me, I was answering, and then I said, I have one question to all of you. I said, what is the question? I said, do I look happy? Yes, some said no. One, but generally people said, yes, you look very happy. I said, do you know the reason I am, my happiness? I said, what is the reason? I said, I was never married. Oh, then everybody was happy. Oh, everybody, you know, laughing. When I finished, I was going, and one woman, young woman, I don't know whether she was from our, you know, ISKCON group or outside. She was there. She didn't ask me any question. When I was passing by, she started shouting, hey, I'm very happy. I'm married. She was shouting, I'm very happy. So why I said, means she was going nuts, you know. She said, you said, you are not married, you are happy. I'm married, I'm very happy. The quick answer I gave her, I said, this happiness is temporary, you know. Then I left. I didn't want to argue with her, you know. So, material happiness is temporary. And what fool thinks, you know, just like Prabhupada has given the example of a camel chewing the thorny bushes. So, thorns cut his, you know, tongue and his, you know, what do you call, mouth, and then some blood comes mixed with the thorny bushes, and now camel is thinking, oh, the bushes are very delicious, very tasty. He's tasting his own blood. So this is the nature of we people in this material world. Actually, there is no happiness in this material world, only suffering. But we have lost our intelligence. We are not intelligent. We are fools in general. Too much sense gratification drives us crazy, you know. Actually, Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, he has given this body to us only for cultivating Krishna consciousness. This body is a gift of Krishna to us. Krishna doesn't want us to suffer, go to the cycle of birth and death, and suffer perpetually. No. So, this body is meant only to cultivate Krishna consciousness, to become conscious of Krishna, serve Krishna, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Matavana, Vedanam. 9 process of devotion service. But I'm using this body for my sense enjoyment. Misuse. Sense enjoyment is a misuse of this body. When person is, man is lusty for a woman, woman is lusty for a man, and when they meet and they get entangled and children, home, this and so many problems, then he cannot give up that material enjoyment, more and more sinful activities. So Krishna had given this body to us only to become his devotee. But I'm misusing. When we misuse something, you know, when we misuse this body, you misuse anything, a result is not good. When we misuse this body for gratifying our senses, then what happened? There are screws in our brain. You know that? It's a computer. Krishna made a computer, you know. What is this computer now? Krishna has made this computer long back. So when I'm using this body for sense enjoyment, then the screw in the brain will become loose, you know. And brain won't function properly. My brain won't function properly. So sense enjoyment drive a person crazy, like that woman was a crazy, you know. Shouting. You know, shouting. I said, who is this? Hey, I'm married. I'm very happy. I said, temporary. Everything in this material world is of temporary nature. But real happiness can only be attained if we become conscious of Krishna. If we understand, if I understand, I'm not this body. I'm soul. And I'm part and parcel of Supra Soul, Sri Krishna. My business of a part and parcel is to serve the whole. I don't have to try to make a permanent home in a temporary situation. I'm not from here. I belong to Krishna. Somehow or other, I have fallen down, you know. Now my only business is to connect myself with Krishna, with the process of devotion service. And only process to connect ourselves with Krishna is the bhakti. Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, he is saying that bhaktya mama vijanati yavan jasyasmi tatvata tato mam tatvato yatva vishte tadanantaram. I can be known as I am only by bhakti. Lord is saying. Though he has described different yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, raya yoga, hatha yoga, sankhya yoga, there is so many. But I can be known as I am by bhakti. But fools, we are so foolish. We lost our intelligence, too much sense enjoyment. Brain department is not working properly. We take so many other processes and glide down towards the hellish condition. Only by bhakti we can know Krishna as he is. And in general people are foolish, but there is one point Srila Prabhupada has made. 9th offense is to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. But devotees, sometimes they take a risk. You know, when Prabhupada preached to the hippies in 26 Second Avenue in New York, in Tompkins Square Park, you think their brain departments were working properly? No. Screws were loose like anything. They were all hippies. They were all hippies. But Prabhupada said, purity is a force. Fourth thing Prabhupada said, preaching is, books are the basis. And Prabhupada said this also, if you want to please me, distribute my books. Very, very important. Books are the basis, preaching is the essence. On the basis of Prabhupada's teaching, not my own concoction. Prabhupada said another thing, that Lord is saying that Amar Agya Guru Hoya Taroye Desh, on my order you become a spiritual master. Somebody can say, how I can become a spiritual master? I don't know anything. Jare Dekha Tare Kaho Krishna Padesh. To whomever you meet, just repeat what Krishna has said. than your guru. When the Prabhupada added, but don't give your upadesh, just repeat what Krishna has said, then you are fit to be guru. But we have a disease problem. I like to give my upadesh. I think like this, I think like that. Perhaps, maybe, that is gross foolishness, gross ignorance. So, then Prabhupada said, books are the basis, preaching is the essence, second thing he said. The third thing, very important, purity is the force. How the purity will come? Purity will only come when I will serve Krishna, no motivation, unmotivated and uninterrupted. Then purity will come, not otherwise. Otherwise purity won't come. I may be in the garb of a devotee, but if I'm not trying to be a pure son, not trying to please Krishna wholeheartedly, I have so many other materials there in my heart, then I'm not heading towards purity. I'm heading towards the Yamdutas, not towards the purity. Purity will only come when we render service to Sri Krishna, which should be unmotivated and uninterrupted. Lord Chaitanya, what is saying? In the Shikshashtak, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarem. Dhanam, I don't want money. But everybody is after money. Money, money, money. Money is honey. Lord is saying, no money. Janam, I want followers. People should become my disciples. No. Sundarem, beautiful woman. No. I don't want beautiful woman. Kavitam, I don't want to become a big poet or orator. Then what do you want? You don't want money. You don't want follower. You don't want beautiful woman. You don't want to become a big orator. Then what do you want? I only want your causeless devotional service. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam ba jagdish kame mam janmani janmani ishware bhavatad bhakti ahait kitvai. My Lord, I only want godless devotion service unto your lotus feet. Then only Krishna Prem will take place, not otherwise. And Krishna Prem will help me to remember Krishna at the time of my death. If I have so many other things going during my lifetime, then they will come in front of me. Not Krishna Prem, not Krishna. So, Prabhus, all of you are wonderful here. Rukmani Dwarka Desh, very, very beautiful deities. Installed by our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada. It's a new Dwarka Dham. And all of you are good, but become more good. So that one day, Dwarka Dish talk to you. How are you and how are you doing? We have to free ourselves from all material desire. Thank you very much for listening. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Subhas Prabhu, I finish in time? It's not yet 8:30. Earlier, very good. Any question anybody has, please? Raise your hand. Yes.
You were saying that those who are not married, they're happy.
Yeah, because they were not able to control their senses, you know. So they have married life and following certain rules and regulations. If when they behave in household life, then it's okay. No harm. Like Krishna said that dharma bhurudh kameshu, dharma bhurudh bhuteshu kamasmi bhartar shabha. The sex life, which is not against the religious principle, that I am. Answer of your question is okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Any other question, please? Yes, Swaz, you have raised two hands. What is your question?
You.
Oh, okay. Yes, what is the question?
Yes,
Ah. By becoming Krishna conscious. Remember Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. When purity, when purification will take place, you will develop this good quality. Okay? Thank you. Any other question, please? Yes. Is Madhukiran here? No, Madhukiran didn't come. Yes. Ah. Huh?
In our society today, emotional service has a comfort level. Everyone has their comfort level. So, you want to do emotional service, but you want to do emotional service to get the benefits of the day that the time
is. Slowly, you're fast, Milton.
You want to do emotional service, but you want to do emotional service to get the confinements of your comfort zone. So, one thing I'm realizing is that we have this, that I want to do emotional service. When the call for service may be beyond your comfort zone. So, what would you like to state, or how would you put, if you're doing devotional service, but you're doing devotional service just within certain parameters of your comfort zone, is that restricted devotional service, or is that devotional service that we need to change an attitude, or is that devotional service that...
That attitude is not good. Devotional service... One should be ready to serve Krishna in any circumstance. That attitude should be changed. It's not proper. It's conditional devotional service. Condition is not good, you know. Thank you. Any other question? Yes, who is this? Alachua? Yes, Mr. Alachua. Actually, my hearing is not so strong, you know.
It is stated that in any hellish condition...
Any?
Any hellish condition.
Hellish condition, yes.
He thinks himself happy. Otherwise, it would not be possible for him to suffer hellish life. And it explains how Yamaraj trains the living entity that while he's suffering, he thinks he's happy. So for the conditioned soul, they think they're happy. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to suffer so much.
Ah. So what is the question?
There wasn't a question.
Oh,
it was a reflection and a comment.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Good comment, comments. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Yeah.
So he spoke to Sova, so tomorrow the initiation will be
at 5 o'clock. And you know that you have to fast till you are initiated.
Right. And I'll give you the letter later.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.